like misconceptions, social news, and the latest gossip posted by Villa LA from the A and Swat chick. Set your alarms to catch
you. What's your business?
Where do you use like this
big old part?
That's why you get
pepper.
I got twigs. Yeah.
That's why I told you. I didn't braid down my hair good. My hair is not braided down.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. After dark. Mm-hmm. Everybody lies. No, they don't. Black women don't lie.
I don't know. The little girls do.
All right, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
It's Wednesday. Y'all checking in. This is your girl, LA, from the
Hey.
This is SWAT Chick.
Southwest Atlanta Chick. And it's your girl, Yola Blanco. And I'm in the bit. I'm representing the A today.
Beep, 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 beep. Come on, we got to get there on. What's going on?
Beep, beep, beep. No. Puyaka.
And we have special guests in the building. We got Sherita Blanc in the
building. Yes.
And we got Larnin Chardonnay in the building. So,
Lundeezy in the building.
How was the weekend? Listen, my weekend couldn't have been no better. I think it was the best weekend of my 2023.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Dang,
what you do?
Hold on, what I miss?
I'm just saying, so far,
8 months in,
that's far.
All you need is one of the best birthdays I've had, celebrations that I've had in a few years. You know,
tell the world how old you are.
40 fine.
No.
No. You don't agree?
Well, I had
she's 50.
You know.
Oh, hold on. Wait, under that. She is not 50.
Well, if I was 50, I would
That's why we say we 50. No, so they can be like, okay.
You
50. They be like, oh my God, you don't look like you're 50.
You're not 50.
I am. Like, oh my God, you don't look 50. Yeah, I got 4 grandkids.
That's why I'm about to say this. You know what?
She ain't got there. She would not be playing.
I'm batting 0-0 on them categories.
Me too. 0-0.
Okay. That's okay.
But it's all good.
No. Yeah, it's all good.
It's grand. Okay.
It's grand.
If you want to go out somewhere for a great vibe, go to Fork and Flavor because it is definitely a vibe.
It's a vibe.
On
it's
Sunday,
you know, it's in Kennesaw, but it was worth it.
It was a little ride.
It was fun.
You will enjoy it.
I had packed snacks.
You packed snacks.
I had packed snacks.
At the end of the rainbow of that drive, it's a treat. So.
I had packed snacks. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah. But so, you will enjoy yourself.
You did. It was a great time. It was a great time.
You can see previews if you follow any of us on Facebook.
I'm still uploading. I definitely did.
She came.
Okay.
I did.
Oh, okay. I posted some stuff. I still got one more.
First of all, Yola was not there. Let's just be clear.
Yola was not there. Who was in attendance?
Reese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She got about five.
It was a Reese day.
Yeah.
So I don't know what y'all did.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, yeah. Well, follow me on Facebook and you can see what we did.
We did.
Yeah.
But that's
how we take care of it.
As a collective.
What else happened for the weekend? I mean, we had a dope photo shoot.
Oh, no, we went Saturday. We went to beat the bomb. The power went out. The power just went out.
Yep.
Again. Praise the Lord. But y'all people, I was sitting across the floor on the floor though saying, no, Miss Silly. Like, no.
I'm so done.
I'm so excited to talk about it.
Why Lizzo being,
Right.
I don't know. Is she doing that for real?
Oh my God. What's really going on? Because I honestly don't even know what's going on. I just apparently about the modern dancers.
She's fat shaming people, apparently. Allegedly. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that because people will sue you for anything. Because if you fire somebody, they're going to do that. That's why when we are millionaires, I feel like
you have to be careful.
You're going to have to be very careful.
When you start making money, it's different levels.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Oh, she stared at me the wrong way. Oh, shit. $200,000. Oh, for real?
The girl trying to sue Cardi B right now.
And how you going to sue me and you threw water on me?
You harassed.
Why?
Because like 3 minutes before that, She was telling Cardi the crowd to throw water on her.
Throw water on her.
Oh.
Yeah, and they showed
it. See, I didn't see that part of the clip.
Yeah.
While she was telling them to throw water on her.
Because like, they was in Nevada. They in Vegas. It was hot. But here's the key word. I said throw water. Don't throw your fucking cup.
She did throw the whole cup.
But she was instantly saying, I'm sorry.
But they said it's not clear if it's the girl who threw it or the girl who was standing next to her because the mic bounced. So they're not sure who's actually attempting to sue.
Wow. That's crazy.
But either way, it's like, come on.
I'm sad about that. Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's rich nigga shit.
What's going on in politics?
Yeah.
What's up?
Definitely.
Your boy got indicted again, didn't
he? He did. Like, but that small change. We need to be worried about this world war that's brewing. Right. Well. Yeah, because anytime you say you ain't even got to pay me back, bro, I got you. That means I'm going to come back to you later on for you to run this favor back.
Yep.
Cause I'm going to be like, remember that one time when you owed me that money?
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry about it. Bam, here go Africa, the whole continent. The whole continent. Not all, just like, not just one country in Africa. Right. The whole fucking continent.
Right.
Y'all better get Joe Biden ass out of there. Right. Man, listen, I don't care who y'all put in this motherfucker. Get this old bastard out of there.
It's about to be Trump. He said he gonna
It gotta be
dead.
Trump. Who than Trump is friends? It gotta be Trump, though.
Trump said he gonna run from prison.
Ain't nobody gonna handle Putin. Putin is giving Russia weapons of mass destruction.
From prison, this the ghetto has got
that
down.
I'm moving. This is the ghetto's goddamn country ever.
If y'all put Trump back in office.
Let me tell y'all something. I said if Trump made it to the president, I was going to denounce my citizenship. Now, here I am still here. But you know how a woman be disattached before she actually leaves?
Yeah.
I'm disattached from this motherfucker. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I am disattached. I am ready to leave here. I'm disattached. I'm not here no more.
Like, where we going?
I don't know, because it can't go to Cuba because they done messed around and the U.S. is involved over there.
Go to Canada.
I don't want to go to Canada because they don't really like blacks. You see how they doing that girl?
Right.
That's married to the prince.
Yeah, let's go to
DR. What's the one? What's the
little water?
What's the girl name?
Megan.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
The Stallion.
Wait, they moving right along.
We ain't even counting this week for our curse jar, so don't even worry about it.
Oh my goodness. Now how many we got?
We gotta start it somewhere. We gotta get started next week. Let me get in. All right, so look, we're gonna jump right into our guests because we got a juicy topic for y'all tonight.
If you just tuning in, you listen to, or you tuning in to Lipstick and Lies, the podcast. So look, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get into this. So we have, like I said earlier, we have Miss Sherita Blount in the building, and she has Just Be Juice, and she's going to talk about what she does, and we're going to also post her information, and you all can go in and order, and all her stuff is fresh. So
I love it. So I do all natural juice, 100%, no sugar added, no water added, nothing added. It's just straight fruit and vegetables squeezed into juice. I put it into a pouch. It's different flavors. This is my green passion. It's spinach, green grapes, pineapple, apple, cucumber, ginger, and turmeric. I also have one with beets. It's the entire watermelon, including the rind and the, you know, the little white part. So it's the entire watermelon. It's beets, pineapple, grapes, cucumbers, ginger, and turmeric. These are my healthy juices. Then I have my sea moss juice. And that has pretty much every fruit like that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon, pineapples, grape, strawberry, and then they got the golden sea moss, cucumber, ginger, and turmeric. So these are my healthy juices. I left one of my juices But this is my lemonade line. I have strawberry lemonade and tropical lemonade. All of them are all natural. Then I have my fruits. These are my fruit bowls. They're all $10. These are all $10. And of course, I got candy grapes, the, you know, for the sweet tooth. You know, it's sweet already, but it's healthy. We got a little naughty stuff, you know. So that's my so line. That's everything.
So, question. What made you get started in doing the health juices and
how long have you been doing?
Yeah, how long
I've been juicing for a year and 4 months. Okay. I've been juicing for profit. I've been doing that for about 7 months.
Okay.
So I like juicing for me first because it was like something healthy. I love juice, and I'm getting older. So, like, the more juice that I drink, she look, yeah, I'm getting older. I just look like this. Black don't crack.
No, it does not. Hey,
I'm 50.
And okay. Black women don't cheat.
Right. And black women don't cheat. And okay. They don't lie. Okay?
Period.
I don't lie.
Period.
We're going to get to that, though, right?
Yeah.
So, I love juicing for myself. And then took it to, like, I be going to parties with my juices and stuff. So, I took it to a party that I was working. And I was drinking it. One of the people was like, yeah, like, what you drinking? And I'm like, oh, it's just my juice. Why don't you sell it? And ever since then, I've been selling juice.
I know that's right. Shout out to him.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
My favorite. I don't have a favorite.
You have
I love them all. I ain't even going to lie. When I go pick one out of the refrigerator or the freezer, I literally would look up and just grab one. Right. Just,
yeah. Okay.
Any, mini, mighty, mo. I just be trying to be like,
so do you like just regular vegetables though? Is that why you started juicing? Or
I don't even like vegetables.
Right. So this helps you take them.
Yeah. I don't like. I love them in juicing.
Right.
And I hate beets.
Yeah.
That's why I actually don't like beets either.
Oh, you would love it in a juice.
Yeah. So you getting the nutrients in the juice. Yeah. Yeah.
Covers all the badness of the vegetables.
Okay. Watch out,
Arden. And there's more stuff that you didn't mention.
Sea moss. Yeah, I do sea moss sauce. As well, I take the pulp from the juice. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be a lot of pulp left over. So I take the pulp from the juice and blend it with sea moss and the juice, whatever the juice is, and make the sea moss sauce. It's like applesauce consistency, but it's like the flavor of the
juice. But you get your sea moss raw and you clean it yourself. So that's a good process. I like that.
Yeah. And what's the benefits of sea moss? I've met some of them.
Oh, girl, it's so many.
Everything.
Yeah, it's like 92 out of
98 minerals, something like that. Out of 100 is 6. Yeah, minerals.
Wow.
So it's good. Yeah, it's good for your immune system. Like, it helps keep up your immune system, so you won't get sick. And honestly, since I've been juicing, I've got a small cold, like, in my sinus, and I don't think that that's pretty much sinuses. But I have not been, like, cold, like a cold or, like, any kind of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Scratchy throat, none of that.
Yeah,
like, it definitely.
Do you use them for all three meals, like meal replacement?
Oh, girl, I love juice, so I drink about 5 juices a day.
Oh, okay.
I drink juice and water.
Okay, that's it.
That's good though.
I mean, I make it, so you know,
it ain't expensive for you, but yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive though to do it on your own.
So, would you recommend it for like a detox? Do you have like? If you're trying to detox, you will get these amount of juices for your detox.
So what it is,
since you package it like that.
I do have a detox juice. It's like a juice cleanse is what I call it. So it's 2 different juices. It's like grapefruit, cucumber, lime, and spinach.
Yeah.
And then another one is grapefruit and cucumber. And I gotta look at those because those are special to order. So
yeah.
When people call and be like, I want your
and then you add sauce, to yeah. Okay. Okay.
So that's like a special.
And your information is on each label.
On each label.
And she has her labels with everything on it. So you guys can't see it from way back here, but
order.
I think that was good.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then you got an Instagram and a TikTok on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Go on and follow Rita Baby on Instagram.
Rewise.
Yep. It's Rita Baby.
Rita Baby.
Yep.
Yes, thank you. And get y'all. I can't wait for us to dive into this
topic. The topic, but no, we gotta talk to London. We gotta talk to London about what she got going on.
London Charnay.
Hey everybody. Like she just said, I'm London Charnay. That's what I know by.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I have a couple of things that I'm working on. Currently, I just got done doing a photo shoot for a new show that is going to be coming out called The Kickback. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. It's going to be a show that's pretty much kind of like 106 and Park mixed with House Party and mixed with like, yeah.
What's the age limit? Can I come
to it? It's not really an age limit.
Okay,
I can come. You know?
Okay. But, because y'all be trying to age shame.
If you like music, if you like hip hop, if you like dance, if every entertainment, if you like entertainment period, just look out for it because that's what you need to be watching. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm working on that. I'm going to be one of the, I'm a co-host. Mm-hmm. And I am also working on my rebranding for my athleisure wear business called Exotic Leisure Wear. So make sure y'all go follow my page. It's Exotic Leisure Wear. Exotic without an E, so XOTIC Leisure Wear on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook.
What you got for studs?
Can I wear regular lounge wear.
Yeah, it's lounge wear. So okay. I mean, if you like, and to it's be a great quality workout, material.
I like it.
You know.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a picture. I was gonna send you a picture with me and my stuff.
Yes,
because I had worn.
Yes, and I also have some pieces from my last drop still available. If anybody wants to purchase, I have maybe like a medium small, but we can inquire about that and you can DM me on the Exotic Leisure Wear page.
Okay, then now you back to me.
So what have you been doing to get you to the point that you're at now? So what has inspired you?
What have I been doing like recently to so I was working at Fox in production. I was being production assistant for this talk show that comes on Fox 5 on weekdays called Portia. If you don't know who Portia is, she is a former news anchor for Fox. She has been there for a very long time.
You ain't from Atlanta if you don't know who Portia is.
Yeah, she's okay. Portia Bruner, y'all. You done seen her ripping and running and on the news on Fox 5, okay? But they gave her own show. We just completed season one, and she got renewed for season two, so congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing that, working in production, just learning all the ins and outs of it, trying to get my feet wet, and just watching Portia, being that she's the host of the show. I was able to learn a lot that I could take to the show that I'm going to be co-hosting. I don't know when we're going to start taping, but... Real soon. Yes, real soon. So
and you're excited.
I'm super excited because I've always wanted to kind of like be in front of the camera, but I just never really knew what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be like somebody who you can like that I'm like interviewing people or can conversate with people and all that good stuff. I'm also coming out my own podcast too, so y'all look out
for that. It's a lot. I
didn't
notice how much stuff
I'm working on.
You are busy.
Oh my god.
You need an assistant? No, but I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know. Maybe our producer would like to be your assistant. You know what? Don't even worry about it.
Our producer has produced the light today. So
yeah,
she produced the light.
Her
thank you.
Her duty
she's
for the
produced
day.
Something.
Right. So
the light. But anyway, so it was right here.
Go with it.
It's right here.
Go with it.
There's the light.
Okay.
It's
well,
cool that she was here.
Well,
because Cardi B and Offset. Mm. So did Cardi cheat on him or not?
No.
They said she did not cheat.
So wait, who's that? Wait, Cardi cheated?
Let's get into it. So our topic tonight. Hold on,
I'm gonna
put it on up for y'all.
It was
so capped. He said I miss my grandma. He was preparing us for the Jealousy song they dropped. That's clickbait.
Our topic tonight.
To my understanding,
do you believe you can cheat and still be in love?
Yeah.
So this comes from
hot
crotch.
Hot crotch. motherfucker, yeah, you think that. You is the main motherfucker that thinks that.
I don't do that anymore. I don't participate in that.
This
that
was when you was a girl.
From, when I was a girl.
Offset and Cardi B in the news now. Offset basically speaking on him thinking or feeling that, you know, it was communication, it was a lack of communication or whatever the case may be. Why he cheated, blah, 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 blah. And he do feel that you can cheat and still be in love with who you're in love with. So,
I agree. It was a lack of communication. He felt he was finna cheat.
It's not a lack of communication because you knew what the hell you was doing. I just feel like social media is giving people more options than what they really do have. So it looks like every model, quote unquote, that you see is fuckable, and then niggas just don't have discipline.
But you're right, though, because if you think about it, they don't have discipline. If you think about it, prior to social media, right, you only had access to the people in, like,
your community, that's it, at your club.
Actually knew.
Celebrities was really celebrities. You didn't have access to them like you have access to them on social media. Yep. And now, because of social media, and it really didn't start with the Instagram or the Facebook, you go back to what, YouTube?
No, MySpace and Black Planet.
But YouTube is where people was actually becoming famous off of social media, though. So now when you had all these YouTube sensations, blah, 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 blah. So now, here you go. Now you got instant celebrities. Everybody think they're a celebrity now. You have access to
the filters
is now
fucking them up.
And so these filters
is fucking y'all up. These folks don't look like all that. They don't look like that.
Especially in person. If you're the internet, you gonna pull up on a motherfucker and be like, Sherelle?
Catfish.
Sherelle? That's that chapstick and cap.
Chapstick and cap.
Man.
Sure.
Not lipstick and lies, chapstick and cap.
Cause it's that love though. I'm just asking.
That's lust.
It's lust, but do you love the person?
Do I love who?
The person that
who I'm cheating on, who I'm cheating with.
Yeah, it's that love.
Okay. Well, let me back up as a cheater in a past life.
So men have interviewed me and been like, yes.
Yes.
All the men have said yes.
Yeah.
They can love.
And I feel like that's just a discipline thing because men are like instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I instantly see that I want to have sex. It's not I want to build something with, but I mean,
because men, when they do it, it's more like a sport to them. They're not invested. Mm-hmm.
But now it's a sport for women, it though. Now,
emotional.
But now we gotta stop saying that's that because that right. We gotta stop saying that. We gotta stop saying that because there's now they think the men think like, well, if you do it, no, baby, I was doing what you're doing. It's a sport. Like, listen.
Well, women now just got on that it's a sport, but right. let's keep it a book. Women before wasn't. Yeah, women before
because
wasn't
we in a patriarchal
like a
society.
Like, I mean, they doing it as a sport now, it's like free, and now everybody look at it like it's just easy now.
Because I see this man. We're in a poly relationship, and it looked good for the picture. Cause I see the picture, I don't see what's really going on in this poly relationship. Yeah. So now, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, I want to experiment with it too. Nigga ain't going to work out for you. First of all, some of y'all ain't even got enough dick for one. So, I mean, I don't even see how y'all spread that.
That is not why they get in a poly relationship,
I'm not saying that in correlation with a poly relationship. I'm saying that in general, period.
Right.
Like, why you out here cheat? And you got a slim fit ass condom, nigga, like that. Like, it don't match.
Well, let's
don't fucking match. Now this girl know my motherfucking business because I'm sitting there acting like you King Dingley, and nigga, you not.
Right.
Now I'm shining.
Hold on. Let's make this clear. Most niggas don't they call it poly, but it ain't poly. Most niggas just want two bitches to cater to them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really all that is. That ain't necessarily poly. You just want two bitches.
They don't have
you want to look like a pimp.
People that's in real poly relationships, they actually are, they put their money together.
It's, they build and build stuff. And that's what I'm saying. So the narrative is false of what a poly is, a poly relationship is.
Absolutely. So, but again, though, we have to be honest and say that men and women do not think alike. We don't operate alike.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? And so men, they do. Like you said, every man told you that, yeah. And then most females gonna tell you no. You know what I'm saying? Because this we are on two different sides of the spectrum. We look at it differently.
No, because you teach two different things from birth. You That's teach the girl, get married, go to school, get married, be a good wife. You teach a boy, be a player. Like these, like two different things that you are teaching kids when they grow up. And so when they become adults, then now y'all shocked all of a sudden, where they get this from? Bitch, you just told them it was a man, be a player, it was cool. Yeah. I don't know. Right. But I'm just saying, if we want to start seeing the same playing field, it starts at birth.
That's not going to happen.
Well, now I feel like it is because now because with all this gender neutral, non-binary, like all of that, like it's all, we all the same at this point.
Well, times have changed because back in the day, when men cheated and you was a side chick, it was shame. It was pride. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody, I'm his other, his side chick.
And proud, and proud, and proud.
And
proud. And proud.
The side chick be starting to
and proud. But then the side chick be more invested in it ain't even no such thing as a side chick. But the other girl be more invested in the other girl, and then now she wants, like, you must want to eat my pussy. Right. Feel like, because no, why the fuck is you worried about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, cause if you want to be with a nigga, and this is why I tell men, if she wants you, she won't want me to find out.
Right, but a lot of men too. Well, I can only speak for my generation.
Yeah,
but they will generation. Have a side chick or what we call it now a sneaky link, and then they'll be like egging their sneaky links on. Like they don't put their sneaky links in their place. Like they don't know their boundaries. No
yeah.
More. It's just like, okay, we sneaky links, whatever, we do what
it's
we do.
It's free game.
But that's all it is.
It's free game.
Y'all loud. You're too loud with it.
Yeah.
It's sneaky link, you're not supposed to be out chilling.
It's called
you know.
Sneaky for
exactly.
JD said.
That's what I thought it was. Right. Like, back in the day, they went home and did their thing, and they went home to wifey. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
They didn't stay out and want a club with their side or a sneaky link. They didn't want to do
it. Oh, yeah, because then the sneaky league get the same treatment as the fucking. So it's beneficial to probably be the sneaky link so you can get multiple sneaky links.
but you know what happens when you have multiple sneaky links?
You
get AIDS.
Oh,
you get AIDS.
Damn.
You get AIDS.
That ain't true.
Man, you know what?
Hold on. Go ahead and make this disclaimer. Come on, Reed. We need a disclaimer.
Do the disclaimer.
The opinions of SWAT Chick do not reflect the opinions of Lipstick and Lies as a whole.
Listen,
we ain't finna have nobody coming for our neck.
Why? Because I said, what time is it? Because I said, at this day, at 9:34 in the PM, too many sneaky links.
EST.
Lead to STDs. What?
That's not what you said.
AIDS. Fucking AIDS. I said it.
But you know what? And I'm real sensitive about that.
You're not using a condom.
But
see, that's the problem right now.
Listen, you can be with somebody.
I'm just saying, too many. Guess what? Too many gonna give you a vaginal bacteria infection.
BB.
Whatever. Your shit gonna stay.
BB.
Your pussy gonna stink.
Uh-uh.
You need to drink one of these juices.
Uh-uh.
Drink one of them juices. Okay?
I mean, is it cheating if you know? That's my whole thing.
No.
Is it cheating if you know?
No.
You feel like
well,
so?
Well, if you know, I don't think so.
If you know that your man is stepping out, is it cheating?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cheating for the simple fact. Yeah, you might know that last time, but you don't know, like, that he's going to keep going out and doing it over and over. So you just like, you know, going with the.
I mean, I feel like if the side chick call you more than once, at this point, y'all.
That's a relationship. No, yeah, no, that's what I was trying to say. It ain't no side chick no more. You in a relationship with somebody
else.
Yeah,
I don't even believe
you start
in side
calling
chick,
that person
right.
back. Yeah,
the side like, chick, like you really in a
that's your relationship. That's your side relationship. Say that. Yeah,
right.
That's crazy.
So my thing is, some men who
it's okay,
because there are some men who will go out and they just do what they gonna do what they do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you need to be single.
And you ain't gonna do what they do.
But they ain't.
And here's the thing, though.
But
as a woman, I see it like this: if you ain't making no plans to make no moves, leave him alone.
Exactly.
Peace.
Right.
So I've been both, man. I've been on both sides of this here thing.
Man, you have been a side chick.
And the cheater. I've been the cheater and the one doing the cheating and the one that been cheated on, and it ain't got shit to do.
Yeah.
I done played all the roles. Hell, in this 50 years of living, I have been all the motherfuckers.
You know what, though?
I've been all the roles.
I've done all three myself.
You know what I'm saying? I've been all the roles, right?
Yeah.
I've been all the roles.
Yeah.
And then just hindsight, it really just be like.
Be honest. No more chapstick and cap. Have you done all three roles? Have you been a cheater? Have you been cheated on? And have you been the sneaky link? Think about it.
I ain't never been a sneaky link.
Okay, you ain't
I've
never
been
a
cheated on, and I've cheated.
Okay,
I ain't never been a sneaky link.
We going around.
Not that I know.
She said we going around. They said they don't want to answer it. Me. Black women don't cheat.
I was a girl. Two out of the three.
I was a girl. I was a girl, but let me just be real clear. Sometimes. You be like, I don't care, because somebody, when it was my turn, they did it to me. You see what I'm saying?
So you
feel like, the shit happened to me, I'm going to do the shit. I'm going to inflict the pain to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just real talk.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not gonna spare feelings. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to be a beast because, shit, they didn't care when it was me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that first break make you want to be all of the above. The first time you get your heartbreak, you gonna be like, shit, fuck all niggas.
Right.
Fuck love. Like, I don't want to participate in the shit. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. So I'm hurting all niggas, but I don't give a fuck about you, or you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
right.
See, I mean, with me, it was like, I didn't consider myself cheating because I was like, I'm not in a relationship.
Right.
They thought it was a relationship.
Right. That's
like,
the same thing that happened.
But my thing is this. That's the problem that a lot of people do, though.
Yeah.
It'd be their lack of communication.
My thing is.
Oh, that's what Offset said.
Right. If you ain't said, but I think they were younger together, though. I'm saying,
it's
like,
still
if you,
communication
if you
issue.
If we ain't communicated, and this is what we doing, and this is what we going, and this is who you are to me.
That's the communication they didn't have.
Then, hey, do what you do.
He didn't properly
communicate. He didn't let her know.
He didn't communicate to his side chick.
That's my only thing.
But now with social media being what it is, even at an Offset level, without an NDA, I probably even wouldn't have, like I said, I wouldn't even be a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all ain't even taking care of the woman. So I remember when this dude had cheated on me with this girl who hadn't even graduated high school. So I started thinking, like, what kind of bitch am I?
You know what I'm saying?
So it ain't have shit to do with me, but it will fuck with your self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It will fuck with your self-esteem. And then I had to realize, no, that was just that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was just that nigga. But then I'm thinking, well, the next nigga gonna do the same shit. So now I'm scorned, okay, but the next nigga like, no, I just want to love you. And then you don't believe this shit. But then you don't believe this shit because somebody else had already said that shit and they was lying. So it's just like, so now you proceeding with caution and you playing with them until like a life-changing event happened. And then now you like, oh, well, damn, you know, I don't want to be fucked up no more. So I'm going to do right. Mm. But it be those situations.
Yeah. That's how I'm
just saying, man. Like, so I don't agree with Offset because I think that's a selfish cheating is a selfish act to me.
It is. Because I mean, if you want to cheat, just say
to me.
Like, you could literally just
yeah. But you don't tell me because you know I'm a leave. Or you think I'm a leave.
Because
or you think I ain't gonna like it.
They want their cake and eat it too.
Instant gratification. Instant gratification.
Every cheater wants
instant gratification. The microwave got y'all fucked up. Y'all go out here and press a button and shit pop out and it be done. Y'all, that ain't how life works. It take 9 months. It take 9 months for a baby to be born. Still got to go through a process. And these niggas don't even want to go through the process. So
don't.
But guess what they, somebody going to say?
Women cheat.
Why?
At the same token, though, if we talking about men and what they doing, women also got to sit there and say to themselves, okay, am I going to deal with this? So I ain't going to deal
with
that. Because at the end of the day, can't nobody do nothing to you, unless you're a little. So they go out there and they cheat. All right, cool. So what you going to do?
And if you going to stay, don't stress the nigga out. Yeah, like, shit. Don't bother. Shit. If you know your nigga and you know he might cheat and you ain't going to leave, then bitch, don't say shit. Just keep quiet.
Right.
Keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Be people. Be your own peace. Because, bitch, you over here stressed out every time and thinking about, no, man, no.
Be still.
No.
Call nobody.
Be quiet.
Just don't even call nobody. Don't tell your close friends because they going to be like, fuck that nigga.
Listen.
Yeah. Take that like shit.
You ain't going to know.
We going to know when you cheat, though, bitch. Hot cry.
You know what? That was in my past. That was in my former life. The next relationship I'm in, I'm with a bitch and she cheat, and you see her out cheating.
Don't call me.
Don't tell me.
Don't call me. I didn't ask you for that shit. Don't volunteer me shit I ain't asked you for. Because guess what?
I don't want to know.
Exactly. I don't want to fucking know. I don't want to know. Don't notify me. Don't notify me. But then what? What happened? Then when you find out, what happened?
I'm pulling up, but not him. I'm pulling up on him.
Right. Okay, so you pull up on him. There. You pull up on him and you go to jail. Now what?
He gonna come get me out. I'm best believe
me. See, for me, it depends on how invested I am. If I'm not that invested in
I really don't want to come.
I wouldn't care.
Like, if I find out you cheating, I'm really invested.
If I ain't invested, I'm cheating too. Right, shit, yeah. If I'm not that invested in you, nigga, I'm cheating too.
Yeah.
The fuck is going on? I'm not.
You're
weak.
Revenge.
Man, I'm fucking. It ain't no revenge. It ain't a revenge type. But I don't trust you. That's why we not invested. I'm fucking around too.
That is.
Then there you have it. That's true. So is it cheating when you're in the talking stage?
No! It ain't no talking
relationship.
Hey, some of these folks out here need to know.
Now, if you're talking to somebody and y'all set certain boundaries, I still feel like it's technically cheating.
But that's not your nigga, though.
It's not your nigga, though.
It ain't your nigga until you say, this is my nigga. This is my nigga.
My girl.
You are, yep. We have to be, you nigga. Bitches are. Niggas are too. Niggas are delusional. Niggas delusional too.
But I never forget. It was a long time ago. But I was dating somebody, and we kicking it ass like it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as some pop off. Oh, we ain't together, no way.
Mm-hmm. What?
But
we ain't.
But that's a problem.
That's fuckery.
But no,
hold on.
Some people will do a lot of shit like y'all together,
that's why the boundaries gotta be set. If I know you not my nigga, you're not sleeping over. Like, nigga, you won't be a 6, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, motherfucker.
No.
In after 10, out by 5. No, you getting the fuck up out of here. You don't live here, sir. You don't live in this motherfucker. You got to go. Come here and do what you got to do and leave. $40 on the dresser. Listen, let's go.
$40.
$40.
Is that a real question?
Absolutely.
It is a real question. No. $40. $40.
Yep. Sir, keep you in your $40.
Right.
But no. For real. I just feel like we just be doing too much too soon.
Yeah, I agree.
We do. We do. And so that would really bring up another topic. We can talk, we can start talking about it now. We can get back into it maybe next week or whatever. But that, you said going too soon. So my thing is that posed that question about dating. Because a lot of people don't think that you should date multiple people at one time. Me personally, I think
that's what
you
dating
should.
Is.
Just be protected.
A lot of people, I've been seeing that a lot.
Because niggas is sleeping with multiple bitches.
About dating.
Niggas is sleeping with niggas.
And it's like you're wasting time. Like, what?
But girls are having sex with girls, too, in a relationship. So
no, girl, bitches is having sex with niggas in a relationship.
Too.
But I ain't the one to gossip, so you ain't heard.
Everybody is fucking.
Two niggas with a bitch is slugging.
Okay. And I'm talking about,
you said everybody. Might as well, it could be a problem. I mean, that goes right back to the dating, how people perceive data. It's crazy, I know.
Because like
I said, y'all ladies close y'all legs, though. Y'all leave. Like, damn, as soon as I get a nigga, and I be like, dang, I like him. It's like, you ain't doing that. The other girl, no song.
Oh, right.
So it's like, it's over because of y'all easy girls.
Oh,
but close them legs.
Hey.
They got that walk. Your generation is fucked up. I don't have that mindset. I don't have that mindset. I need you to do this for me. Buy me this. It's transactional. Like,
y'all have transactional relationships. We older men do too.
But I'm just have it so easy for them. Like, these niggas just like can't just take a girl.
But that's the value. That was instilled in them as kids.
It was the lack of.
When my son was in the seventh grade, the house was quiet. I came home early. The house was quiet. Something going on. The house fucking quiet. It's quiet as fuck. I go in his room. A girl sitting on his bed with her socks off, talking about they were studying. Why your shoes off, bitch? Where is your mom? Put your mom on the phone. She calling somebody else. The mama, I'm like, give me this goddamn phone. So whatever number had kept calling, it was her mama. I called back. She said, well, put her on the bus. Now come pick her up from me. I want to meet you.
And that's why the little girl got low.
I want to meet you. Hold on. And while I'm talking to the girl, she's like, he got a girlfriend anyway. And I'm like, you want to be that girl in the seventh fucking grade, bitch? In the seventh fucking grade? Bitch, in the seventh grade? When I met the mama, I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on.
I understand.
That motherfucker was going in the fifth grade. So I ain't even mad no more.
I mean,
don't come over my motherfucking house no more.
It's your girl getting pregnant in fifth grade.
I remember I was in seventh grade, and I had to pregnant girl.
Yeah, my dad said I couldn't be friends with her. In the seventh grade.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But why your socks off when you studying? Like, I just couldn't understand that part. They was dirty too, bitch. You had them socks off a while. Because you had to listen. I don't even know. Girl, you had to. Motherfucker, I don't even understand it. I was hurt. I was traumatized. It was a lot. Because why are you throwing yourself away in the seventh fucking grade? Yeah, like, that's heartbreaking, man. Yeah. That's. I'm trying to talk to the girl.
So what did you say to your son?
What I'm going to say to
him? Yes.
See? That's the
real question. Hold on. What I'm going to say to him?
What do you mean?
What I'm going to say to him? What you doing?
I said that.
So if he's going, he's definitely going. Because he got the bitch over here with no sounds. Not a TV, not a radio. And bitch is quiet. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is fucking quiet. So he don't give a fuck.
Right.
So if the niggas don't give a fuck, you gotta go to the girl and give her the value so she can start having standards. Cause if the girl say no to the boy ain't got no choice. Cause he's going. He's hormonal. He's going.
obviously he wasn't listening because he had somebody in my damn house while I was at work. I don't even know how many times the nigga did it. But look, that's why we here now with 4 grandkids. Shout out to them. Listen, Zion. Shout out to my 4 grandkids. And the 3 baby mamas. Listen, because this is where we are now, right? Because you know, y'all know when the boy y'all, got different real, when boys got different life. Color eyes, when they light skin got different color eyes, what the girls do? And I wish they were what they do back then.
I don't know. Yeah, light skin really was always in.
Yeah.
They sleeping with the boy with the pretty eyes and the light skin. For no fucking reason. He ain't gotta have a job. Girl, his eyes is green. What the fuck that got to do with some money? He ain't got no money.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't instant gratified. Instant gratified by that. I don't care what a nigga look like. Baby, I want to see your pocket. Money make me come. Tell y'all.
Telltale signs of you homosexual. They got some good ping. They gonna cater to you, but they always gonna be there. Like they ain't got nowhere to go. They know that if you leave and they leave out after you, they can't lock. They ain't gonna be able to get back in. So they gonna stay up.
So they there watching you get ready for work like this. So no, you're like, okay, no. No, yeah. Sorry,
they're
gonna
scratch your hair for you.
That's why we gotta start on these girls. That's why we gotta start on these girls first. Hey, don't let any man just tell you anything, baby. You're beautiful on your own. Yeah. Tell yourself so you ain't gotta hear it from another nigga.
And be with somebody because you want them and not because you need them. Because as soon as you get to a point where you're depending on them,
it's gonna be hard to get up out of
there. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're gonna start running for whatever.
Yeah.
Get your money up, not your funny up.
This is right.
Your girl power day.
Sorry, guys. Women ain't shit too. Listen, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about some of these hoes, sir.
Because the fellas don't be mad at us, fellas. Because women cheat too. So
they do. They sleep here.
Not black women, but them other races.
The females do.
Them other races be cheating. Them other races. Like them white bitches. You know, them Asian bitches. Not black women. The opinion of y'all do not reflect me.
Thank you.
Now I can't even run for office. I done fucked up. I can't even run for office in 2025.
Listen.
God damn it.
I'm just telling you, damn it.
God damn it.
Keep your standards high.
Keep your heels and standards high.
Your head.
But they ain't got nothing to do. We supposed to be talking about cheating. How y'all ain't talking about cheating and it is cheating in love?
We are talking about it.
We talk about women empowerment.
Let me rephrase this. I used to be able to look you dead in your eye and tell you I love you right after I fucked off somebody else.
Oh.
I used to. I don't do that no more.
But did you really love them?
Oh.
I did. I love all my hoes. And all my hoes love me. Back in the day.
Because I don't want that energy.
Back in the day. I no longer participate in those activities.
She's a woman now. She's not a girl. She's not a girl anymore.
I don't do
that. She's not a girl anymore. She's a woman now.
I'm sorry.
She's not a female.
Away from that.
Well,
I grew up.
I'm going to say, I think you can.
You can? Okay, why you think you can?
You can, yes.
Because.
Your feelings are good. My heart is still with you, but I'm going to fuck off on L.A.
It's so, immaturity too.
No.
Like,
I'ma say it's selfish.
I love LA.
Even if you love,
I love LA, but you're giving me what I need.
I
love LA.
Here's why I say that. So normally when you love somebody, even though y'all should not maybe not be together no more, or whatever the case be. Y'all might not be good for each other, don't mean that you stop loving them. So I do believe that you can love somebody and cheat on them.
Yeah. The different phases of love.
Change, though,
when we talk about it, different,
so we had a podcast,
different phases of love.
Episode where we was talking about the difference with being in love.
And love.
And love. And that's my thing was in love.
That's the question. Right. In love.
Oh, well, in
so
love,
are you in love if you're cheating? You can't be in
you
love.
You can't be. In the reason why I said it, because being in love is more like this
infatuation.
It's like the peak. It's like the
world. It's adoration. All of that.
Your core,
I mean,
yes. Now, when I'm barely liking your ass.
It's just mature.
It is.
That's all it is.
It is.
It's knowing what you
want. I'm afraid of cheating. I couldn't cheat because... So I'm afraid I'm gonna call the other nigga name. Like I'm gonna listen at this age. You know that it's too much. It's too much.
When you okay. So when you dealing with more than one
now person, at this age,
and you cheating, okay, right? You fucking off. But I love this other person. But the stress it caused because you sitting there. Let me say the wrong motherfucker.
Yeah, in your head. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because I will call my sister everybody name, and I know
because
her name.
You know what I'm saying?
But then you don't know their real name. And then you be fucked up. Well, what's my name? I don't even know. Bitch, I don't even know you no more because I've been calling you babe. You know, I know your name, girl. Be like, no. How you spell your name again?
You know how you got to say somebody's real name when you get mad? Yeah. So with me, I would still be focused in my
shit. Yeah, you stuttering and shit in your head.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Now you just bitch. Bitch. You, bitch. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That shit too much.
Then you gotta storm out for no reason, bitch.
I mean, and that's what I'm about to say. So now I done cheated. Now I got to come home where you was at. Now I'm here. Okay. Now I don't fucking remember. Right. You done in your head. But then you asked me 2 months later. I don't even fucking know what I thought you had said.
I remember.
Well. I'm not gonna remember that. I'm not gonna remember a lie. I can remember the truth, but I can't remember a lie. Like, damn, I said that.
I just don't remember shit.
Anyway. And then, what if you somewhere and somebody you know see you? Because everybody be everywhere. Yeah. Now your ass is fucked up for real. That's what I'm trying to tell.
You know, to work around that, I'm
going to
give you a player.
What's the players? Don't give me the player. I don't want to know. Give it to them. Because I don't want to be a player.
Don't cheat on your side of town.
It don't matter. Because another nigga got the same ideology and they cheating on the other side of town and they know your nigga too. Shit. You fucked up.
Guess what? I don't do public affection, baby.
So
I don't do all that public affection, baby.
Then they vowed to take me somewhere.
Be like me. She said he's taking his cousin's in the house. What you talking about?
That was his cousin.
That whole situation.
That's his cousin for real, he said.
You believe that?
Yeah.
You believe that?
I believe because you're trying to sell me some land.
Him saying that
she can't believe shit. She's not gonna believe shit. Because she heard from the last two relationships.
She needs to heal.
She needs to just make a new album.
That motherfucking album gonna be the shit.
I
wanna start with your mom and she said Yeah.
She needs to start a new album. Go ahead, get in the studio.
I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like that.
Because I bet that girl who used that ring, that looked like me, and she done sent that off to everybody.
She's on recording. She walking through the hallway.
I found the house.
See, but look what I'm saying. But look what I'm saying.
That's weird.
Now, because you don't even fucking know the details.
I
don't got time. I can't do it. I can't do it. Hey, I'm gonna leave that to the real players, to the young folks that got time. I think cheating is a young people's sport. It is not for old people. That's what I'm gonna say. That's my closing thoughts.
I guess.
Yeah, y'all cheat, cause I ain't gonna be going through all these hoops to do all that, to be playing around, to be trying to worry about checking your surroundings before you go.
You gotta go
to the movies and look in the movie theater and see if you see anybody you need. Okay, come on, girl, you can come in there. I'm saying that's too much. Like, I'm not gonna do that shit. It's not for me. It's not for me. It's a lot of work. Cheating is a lot of work, so Offset just lie. And then you got to buy shit that you wouldn't have to normally buy. Remember when Kobe cheated on his wife? That bitch had to get a, how much was that ring?
About damn a million.
That ring was $8 million. It was a lot of fucking money. She wasn't gonna go nowhere any fucking way, but he still had to buy it.
Nah, he didn't.
She wasn't gonna leave. She didn't. She wasn't gonna leave. But that's what I'm saying. Cheating costs money.
It's
cheaper to keep it too, though.
It is.
You know
what
they say?
It is. But it's fun to leave them.
Well, then just ask, babe. Let's have an open relationship this week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's have an open relationship
this week.
Okay.
You just want to fuck somebody one time. You ain't trying to make it a living because you don't want to take care. Yeah, a hall pass. Do you believe in a hall pass? Yes or no?
See where I'm at right now in life. Fuck no. Bitch, sit your ass down.
I mean, we're not doing none of that.
She said she might want a little dick in that bitch.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I want some that throb inside me. Listen,
you ain't getting no hall pass. Bitch, to
I
death.
Believe in the hall pass.
Bitch, if you looking for something slow and green, get a turf. No motherfucking hall pass.
Top me a lowercase letter.
That's what. I wish y'all would stay off of Tubi. It makes us look bad.
Y'all don't have to worry about it because Bob, we got different coming through it when Bibble come out. So we're gonna be chip chip chip. It's all right though. What time is it? Can you give us our topic for next week so y'all know what we're doing next week? Next week, uh oh, somebody is it fake for a sister slash brother to knowingly know their brother or sister is cheating and be in the face of both the girlfriend and the boyfriend?
So paraphrase that.
Yeah, because I feel like I know what you're saying, but I need you to reiterate that.
Okay, so basically.
Did you say that's my topic? Because I didn't read shit. You see, I'm sitting right over here.
So basically, is it fake to be in the face of your brother's girlfriend and your brother's kid? Or your sister's boyfriend? Brother or sister.
It's like, it's
but your family was with the shit. What? Your family be with the shit though.
Wow. So you saying that the brother know that the girlfriend is cheating?
Look at Shay in the back. I can't even believe.
Okay, well, I'm okay.
All the hit dog.
Right.
Is
it
a hit dog in here?
Right. I think that shit is fake as hell.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
I ain't gonna be in my family.
The way my family set up, they gonna look.
The way my family set up, they gonna be hanging out with you at the party, but not me.
They not gonna say nothing to the girl. They gonna look, but when they
not me.
My family gonna be like, you ain't shit. But not me.
But not me. Yeah.
Keep that fake shit over there. Keep that fake shit on there. That's gonna be the topic next week. So look, don't nothing move to the, oh, we gotta say our closing thoughts. What's your closing thoughts, Rita? Let me be back and y'all make sure y'all reach out and get my juice. Get some drink on Instagram so y'all can start a better healthy life. 2024 is coming up. You know they got New Year's resolutions.
Okay,
so what's your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts is really, we don't cheat. Y'all need to get y'all stuff together.
Stop being in relationships if you're not ready to settle down and commit. 21 period. I mean, it's really that simple. And again, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Lily Charnette and Exotic Leisure Wear.
Right now, she probably following back. She ain't gonna be following back in a while.
What's your closing thoughts?
Hey, that was a good plug. Yeah.
What is your closing thoughts?
Can you be in love and cheat? No, motherfucker, you don't love me if you cheat. I'm your one and only, and it's nothing. I'm the Omega and the Alpha, bitch. God damn it.
That's take confidence. Thought.
I'm just talking shit. I do feel like you can.
Yeah, you just said
shit
no.
Happens.
No,
I do feel no. I know. I'm because I was talking shit, but I do feel no, like
you said being in love. You didn't say being in a relationship.
In love, I do feel like
I'm saying if you in love, you still can cheat.
Yeah, I love you, but you know
I ain't saying like love. Like we together, but we ain't really together. Like I emotionally am detached from your ass, right. But we got these bills, so we staying in the same motherfucking house. But like I'm living my life outside of you.
Confusion.
Yeah.
And social media set tells us different.
The social media says that we're in love.
How can you see a social media say you in love?
People do fake shit all day long.
What's what the fake shit? That's the fake shit.
Man, please. People be
saying. Hey, we were supposed to be doing fake shit.
Hold on, but hold on. Let's talk because we have after hours. But what's the fake? Like,
yeah, we go into that on the after hours.
Because okay.
This is a closing thought. Go ahead.
Well, my closing thought is.
It ain't even an hour yet.
You cannot. It is. Yes, it is. You cannot. I don't think you can be actually in love.
Thank you.
And she, but you can't love somebody. And
I don't think so.
So I mean,
that's what I was trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
What I
said. You won't educate
this motherfucker retarded.
And what's your closing thought, Yola?
My closing thoughts is what you said. I don't think you can be in love and cheat. Offset is motherfucking liar.
I think that he love her. When
I
he
think
cheated.
He love her now.
I think he love her now. I think he love her now. I think in the beginning it was just the thought and it looked good and I still cause it take a nigga a moment to realize what they really got.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So but I think he in love with her now too.
No, I think she went into it in love.
She did.
A minute to realize
yeah, and that's what hurt her.
So are y'all saying he grew to love her?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He might have. I think he does.
Well, that's
he probably that's loved. Right he probably loved her.
That's a time.
But then now he's really in love with her because he's all about
now,
her.
Because
now, they
what
making
he got.
Money to get right.
Now
exactly.
He realized what he got. He like,
right.
Because oh,
she was a stripper
that.
Bitch at first. His friends was like, "You married this stripper bitch." But she got motion, and then he kept kind of doubting it. But then now you see, like, she was really down
now
for him.
She has
so,
value,
yeah.
More value. So,
yeah, she ain't just a, right.
It goes to his interview.
Yeah.
Like, this my wife. We raising her. It took you this long to realize that nigga. She been
and Beyonce and Jay-Z.
A lot of men are literally like that.
Okay.
That's because the internet got their ass fucking fooled.
I mean, and they also mature slower than women.
And they're, and that's,
like,
again,
seriously, like,
and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
I got a different opinion about that.
But
we can talk about that on
another
topic.
Yeah. Because
we're going to
catch y'all.
You need to finish up your closing thought. Now.
Oh, that's my closing thought.
That was a closing thought.
Okay. Well, look. We'll see y'all in after hours on Instagram and on TikTok.
And
so
we're
going to
catch y'all at the beaches of the bank.
Beaches
of
the
bank.
Because
don't nothing move until the money moves. Period.
We out of here.
But it's $40 on the dresser. Just in case.
$4.
It's a recession, bitch.
Right, so
you can use $40.
I can.
You can use an additional $40 at the point.
Nigga, I kill. That's 40 in the tank.
Yeah, that's it.
And 40 in my stomach.
Yeah. So you need $80?
Oh, my bad. 20 in the tank.
Yeah, 20 in the tank. Yeah.
And 20 in my stomach.
Yeah, makes sense. Because I feel you. Because Mr. Arthur said $40 is going to take you a long way these days.
$40.
I don't know about all that.
Buy that nigga on baby boy.
I'm gonna buy the spinach one. You have cash out.
Sam, you want one?
I'm gonna buy one of them fruit.
No, I already bought the fruits.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How you gonna buy all the fruit before
I finna say so? Does that mean I buy it from you now?
I don't think.
Or you sharing?
I guess if you buy it for y'all.
Yeah, I would take
oh,
the
oh,
you
she bought us some. What's your cash out?
Sam, come here.
Hold on.
Wait, can I get one?
No, I'm talking about the juice. What you want to do?
Shay. Shay and Jessica.
It's the one with the watermelon. You can have it.
Yeah.
It's R. It's R. It's R.
R-E-T-A.
R-E-T-A.
B-A-B-Y.
B-A-B-Y. You graduated at 04?
Four
kids. Okay, see, my
graduated
in
01,
though.
She's the
original.
Right.
Jessica and Shay.
No, what flavor is
this? Jessica and Shay.
And one got lemonade.
Do y'all want to taste some of the fruit?
Okay, so you get that one.
Why y'all sitting in there?
You want one?
Jump on the camera. Jump yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try. I'll try this.
One. Rita, this is Shay, and this is Jessica.
Jessica.
Is that your name,
Jessica?
I'm gonna try this.
Whatever her name is.
My sister.
Hey,
does she? Hey. Does she look like me?
Yes,
she don't. Don't tell her.
She like
think. Shay, why you say that's my topic?
She said that.
Why you say that's my damn topic, Kay?
Paige,
why you say that's my topic?
It was.
What happened? 04.
I said that. Look.
It's a conversation.
Because I think it's fake.
What do you think
is fake? What?
No,
shut
up. Tell me about it.
Oh, thank you.
What's fake about it? What you mean? What do you mean, what's fake about it? What your shirt say? I thought saying, hey. So is that like glucose sugar? What kind of sugar? Is that white sugar?
Okay, that's
on
great.
On the grape.
Oh, no, that's watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Oh.
So what I do is I take the grape, wrap fruit roll up around it.
Oh, okay.
And then I like turn the Jolly Rancher into like a powder.
Yeah.
And then like put it in there.
Oh, okay.
And
mm-hmm.
You say grape.
Mm-hmm. Give it in water first.
Mom, let me taste one. Mm-hmm. I've had candy grape before, but
why I come over?
I don't think I had
everybody love.
I've never had
this. Y'all look great.
First of all, I got here. First of all, I didn't
even.
I did. Just because that was my life that week.
Oh.